Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, Paul wrote, "You'll be enriched in every way." The word for today is about God's plan for your money. One church leader told his congregation, "The good news is we have enough money here this morning to build a new church." And then he added, "The bad news is it's still in your pockets." Now, some of us grew up believing it was wrong to ask God for money because it was a sign of greed and selfishness. And it can be, but it doesn't have to be. When you pray, "God bless me financially so that I can give to your work and fulfill your plans," you're in a proper spiritual alignment with God. In part, the explosive growth of the New Testament church was due to some Christians who were willing to sell their assets in order to finance the will of God. Barnabas was one of them. He sold a field that he owned and he bought the money to the apostles. And Barnabas wasn't the only one. Acts chapter 4 tells us there were no needy people among them, because those who owned land or houses would sell them and bring the money to the apostles. Among those who followed Christ were women married to wealthy and powerful men. As a result, Jesus needed a treasurer to take care of their funds. Scripturally speaking, here's the bottom line when it comes to money. If you honor God, he'll honor you. And if you put his work first, he'll bless your work. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, "Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he'll give you everything you need." So don't worry about tomorrow. Here's God's will for you from 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Yes, you will be enriched in every way so that you can always be generous. God's plan for your money. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.